The scripture for today is Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen up upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences. This is the Manmin Center Church's 30th anniversary celebration service. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has established this church and has been with us for the last 30 years. I thank you all, the guests who came from all of the country and many other countries, and I welcome you in the name of the Lord. I welcome all the families, relatives, and friends of the church members too. I give thanks to all the ministers, missionaries, employees, and all the members who have been dedicating themselves for the kingdom of God. Those who come to our church often, they might wonder that why our construction of the new sanctuary is being delayed. Because this place is small, we didn't invite as many overseas guests as possible because we don't have accommodation, we don't have enough space, so we couldn't invite so many guests. But probably next year, the construction will begin. Actually, we've been trying to do this for a couple of years. But the thing is, because it's such a big compound, the government, they had to consider the traffic, because we have so many church buses, and also our church members will have a lot of cars. So we have to take all the photos, and its parking place is also a problem to the city. So because we have to have this analysis, evaluation on the effect of the traffic. So if they allow us to build the church in the city, we have to enlarge the roads. We have to double the road space leading to the church in the surrounding area. And because of so many other problems of this sort, they wouldn't allow us to build our church at a certain compound. So we changed our compound, and we bought 37 acres of land, which is also in Seoul City. They might wonder why we were saying this since a couple of years ago, but it's not that we don't want to build it, but because of these problems, it is taking time. And probably from next year, we'll be able to begin the construction. Brothers and sisters, God has been leading the history of this church in the providence of the end time. Not a moment passed without a meaning contained in it. Sometimes it seemed that we did not have a way out of a situation, and other times it seemed we were going around in a direction that we did not know very well. But at any moment, we trusted in God and we could feel His presence with us. We followed the guidance of God step by step. We've been taking such steps for the last 30 years. Today, continuing from the morning service, I'd like to talk about how God has been with us for the last 30 years and what He is going to accomplish through us. We can say we have accomplished quite a few things in the providence of God. But there still are so many things to do to fulfill God's providence completely. I hope the pastors, workers, and members of this church will become more ardent in fulfilling the God-given vision through this service and the celebration performances. I also pray in the name of the Lord that the grace of God will be added to you and all our guests. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and guests, God dwells in heaven, that is, in spiritual space, and we live on this earth. So in the morning service, I explained about heaven, and in this evening service, it is about earth. Earth here does not only refer to this ground on which we are living, but the entire physical space that is visible to our eyes. The man who belongs to the physical space, namely earth, cannot see God or know Him who belongs to heaven. Nevertheless, God gives us various kinds of grace so that we who belong to earth can feel heaven. He let us feel God the Creator through the mysterious order in the nature and in all creation. He let us know through the words in the Bible, and from time to time He sent men of God. Sometimes through special spiritual experiences, some people testify to the spiritual realm such as heaven and hell. The reason why God lets us know of the spiritual realm is to let us understand that we should become individuals who belong to Spirit. He wants the believers to take hold of heaven and kingdom by force with faith and hope. And He wants them to change into His true children with whom He can share His love. The Apostle Paul saw paradise of heaven and engraved the spiritual realm in his heart. Just by seeing the glory and beauty of heaven once, he realized how meaningless flesh is, and he dedicated the rest of his life to gain what belongs to the eternal heaven. God wants everyone, and not just Paul, to seek the things of heaven, namely spiritual things. He is eagerly waiting for his children to children who cast away all the meaningless fleshly things and come forth as people who belong to heaven. For the last 30 years, God has shown countless things of heaven in His church. Through the spiritual messages, He let us know about spiritual realm that men cannot know. And of course, our church members, they believe all of them 100% because they have seen and experienced them firsthand by themselves. And most of the guests from other countries, they believe all these things 100% because they have experienced all these things. He performed the powerful works that only God can do in the name of Jesus Christ to confirm all the messages preached here. Also through the praise songs that He gave to us, He let us feel the heart of God the Father more realistically. In the performances in the second part, they will sing and create all the performances with the songs given by God the Father Himself, and you'll be able to see how beautiful those songs and dances and performances are. You know, man cannot really compose these songs. The melodies are so beautiful. And for this anniversary events, God has given these songs, and it doesn't even take a long time, in a moment. So the one whole song comes out in a moment because it's given by God. The melody and the lyrics. So the musical professionals, they just put them into music. Musical notes. All the messages, all the powerful works, and all the lyrics and melodies of the praise songs contain the love of the Father. This is God's earnest love, who wants all the believers to see, hear, and understand in heart, so that they can surely become people who belong to heaven. So God is telling us to believe in a world that is invisible. He's telling us to believe in the Bible, lead a good life in faith so that none of us will fall into hell by any chance, but we will only go to heavenly kingdom. And because God is showing us these things, how thankful we must be. God is showing us the invisible world, heaven and hell, and the life to come. And because of these things, if they say mysticism and ultra-mysticism, if they condemn us, criticize us, It's nonsense, because we let you know, we let the people know about the heavenly kingdom, about the living God, that the Bible is true, so that they can lead a more faithful Christian life and they can go to heaven. Is there anything wrong with it? And with the signs and wonders, we just give glory to God. And so our church members, they don't commit sins. They don't befriend the world. They have been casting off all kinds of sins. So even young students, middle school and high school, especially in college, many of them, they get the scholarships with the good grades. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even though God has unfolded things of heaven in this church, that in itself cannot automatically change the believers and they become people who belong to heaven. According to justice, each one needs the time to go through refinement and they need to take hold of heavenly kingdom by force. Jesus showed so many miracles, but not everyone who saw it was saved. Even though they saw great and amazing power demonstrated, some people rejected Jesus because they did not understand him or because they thought he was not beneficial for them. He revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days and had foul smell. Even though he was revived, when they received the reports from their men, they should have thought about who Jesus really was, whether he was the Messiah. And they should have tried to accept him, but they rather try to kill him. And men are evil. Even though they see signs and wonders with their own eyes, then they just want to reject these things and make create false rumors. And even though we are only talking about the truth and facts. Some people followed him, seeing the signs and wonders at first, but when they heard deep spiritual messages, they stumbled and left him. Many of them. When Jesus said, "You have to eat my flesh and my blood," other disciples left, other than the 12. Even the disciples who were with Jesus ran and hid themselves when Jesus was arrested and taken away to be crucified, for they felt their lives were also threatened. One of them even denied Jesus. But after going through all the times of refining trials, they witnessed the resurrection of the Lord and changed very quickly in the works of the Holy Spirit. They became men who belonged to heaven, who could bravely preach the truth in any dangers or threat. God did not change the disciples, give them power, and make them apostles at once, just because God is almighty. They did see the power of Jesus and trusted him, but until they had faith like pure gold, each of them had to undergo the processes of refining by trials. You've seen so many signs and wonders for the last 30 years, but you didn't believe right from the beginning. Even though there were so many manifestations of God's power, you know, the faith, it grows gradually, little by little, and after only by going through refining processes to have the faith that you have now. You know, now you have such great faith that even though I go on to the mountain prayer, the amount of offering and the number of attendance do not decrease because many are standing on the rock of faith. It means that you have that much firm faith. God also gave our church members a time of training so they could have firm faith. Today, there are so many churches in the world, but we can hardly find any believers who seek the goal of becoming holy. The Bible tells us to be holy so many times, but most believers just think men cannot become holy and they can just try not to commit sins. They do not even understand the concept of spirit and Holy Spirit. So they just think unbelievers are men of flesh and believers who accepted the Lord are men of spirit. So God has chosen this His beloved church in an attempt to show an example of holiness to the people of this earth. In fact, in ordinary setting, even though one tries very hard in his life of faith, it is not easy to stand on the rock of faith. Even in the Bible, it is not easy for one man of Holy Spirit to come out of an entire generation. Basically, a person has to have good inner heart, and with special intervention of God, He has to realize himself completely and break his ego in the process of trials for refinement. And after going through these processes, many of you have come into the fifth or fourth or third level of faith, and as the level of faith goes up, you know, you see that the more and more part of God is manifested, and you have the greater authority over your word. But God has given special grace to the members of the church that He loves. It means He gave us a time of training to change our inner heart and quickly accomplish spirit. Since the opening of the church, the members have seen continuous works of power, and they were assured of the living God. Seeing the great works of God's power taking place every week, they were filled with spirit, and it seemed that their faith was also growing quickly. But God had turning points to check our faith from time to time. It seems everything we have is of truth in times of peace and tranquility. But in times of trial, the truth and falsehood became discernible. One of the best examples is the tests that the church went through in 98 and 99. Those members who seemed faithful on the outside were separated by the strong wind of great tests, just as in the case of the full grain of wheat and the chaff being separated by threshing. People who did not circumcise their heart but seemed faithful just on the outside, and those who had been casting off sins with their love for God were separated. People who feared man and compromised with the world, and those who had firm faith and kept their righteousness before God were separated. In the midst of these tests, the church members each had a precious opportunity to check and understand their faith. After the tests were over in 2000s, God let this church go out to the world in full scale. God let the faith of our church members grow even more through the overseas crusades. But from a certain point in time, something strange began to take place. The power of God was being manifested more and more greatly, but in some aspects, the growth of the faith of individual church members was slowed down. Many of you said, you were trying hard with a longing for spirit, but you felt something was not quite right. In some cases, you thought you repented, but since the wall of sin that you had created in the past was not completely destroyed, so the growth of your faith was slowed down. Or in other cases, you were diligent in faith, but from a certain moment, you began to look back at the world again and committed sins leading to death. Unless these individual problems were resolved, you could not go into the spiritual realm, even though you saw and heard about the spiritual realm so much. You couldn't receive grace and strength from above, so it slowed down the speed of casting away sins, and it was not easy for you to break your self-righteousness and frameworks of thoughts. And the breakthrough of this problem was the chance of repentance that we had on December 25th, 2010. As the fundamental problems that caused spiritual staggering were resolved and the walls of sins were torn down, you could have a leap in the growth of your faith. And you repented all the sins that you committed since your childhood in middle school, high school, and college, and in your young adulthood. And you repented all your sins, and when the walls of sins were broken down, you began to receive blessings. Your spiritual growth became so quick and fast and rapid, so you went into rock of faith and spirit so quickly, and you received the divine healing for incurable diseases, and your children who went astray became good children. And those who were all the time watching TV or internet doing internet games, those students changed. And they now focus on studying and prayers. And when you repented all your past sins completely, God's grace began to come down on you, and you had great transformation and all that kind of stuffy feeling about your spiritual sense. It all went away only after you repented of all your sins. The grace of God came down upon you so much. You realized the love of God in the depths of your hearts. So you did not just repent of your sins, but you came forth to the rock of faith, spirit, and Holy Spirit. This is the love of God that is unfolded on this earth. Soon, most of you will stand on the rock of faith, and furthermore, the average of your faith will be close to spirit. Only then will you be able to fulfill the great duty of world evangelism and construction of the grand sanctuary. God the Father has been patient with us for the last 30 years, as if it were one day, waiting for this day to come. I hope all of you will realize this heart of God and come forth as the fruit of holiness quickly, so that you will become precious instruments to fulfill the providence of God at the end time. Here comes the conclusion. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 to 3 says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. As the measure of your faith is filled up, and when the comprehensive blessing is proclaimed, this earth will be covered by the glory of heaven. The name of God, the Creator, and the only Savior, Jesus Christ, will be proclaimed to the whole world through this church. I ask all of you to pray with your love for this church and faith, looking forward to this day. Also, I give thanks to all those who have been faithfully serving this church in obedience to the Word of God, and I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all enjoy the praise and honor given by the Father after we finish all our duties here. Let us once again give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who made the earth, who formed it to establish it, and who will fulfill all His promises given to this church. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'll pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and receive the prayer with faith. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Lay your hands on infirmities and sick parts, all the pains go away. Father, give them the faith to believe from heart, give them spiritual faith. Their prayer requests from other countries, lay your hands on them. Pastor Daniel Supuko of Kenya is the Director of National Intelligence. Let the social anxiety be resolved in Kenya and let them have peace. Pastor Hechan Grace Lee of Nepal will have all branch churches united, a summer retreat, a retreat from October 22nd to 24th. Let them have a good retreat. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany will have a major faith seminar pastored by Pastor Leo Mongo. Let many people gather and receive grace. Nadia, inflammation in the nose and shoulder pain be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Missionary Batjorik of Mongolia will have a handkerchief crusade in Henti area on October 15th, Monday. Be with him. Tenningju, gastritis, gastric cancer, breast cancer, be healed. After effects of stomach cancer, be healed. Lu Gui Fan and Chai Ning and Huang Chuhua, gastritis and herniated disc and weak body, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tong Gui Chin, lung cancer, stomach cancer, and bone cancer, be healed. Liu Xiran, diabetes, be healed. He Su Qin, severe coughing, be healed. Wan Hui Ming, inflammation in the tear fountain, be healed. Li Jun, women's disease, let her son Chen Chang be released, be freed from addiction to computer games. Liu Shu and Wang Jishan, low weight. Liu Xing Roy, the pimples on the face, let them go away. Zhang Man Bok, let his son who left home, let him come back. Father, lead him back to his home. Heavenly Father, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the pains go away, high and low blood pressure, diabetes go away, all internal diseases, heart, lungs, stomachs, intestines, kidneys, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let them speak well. And Father, let all the body parts be healthy. Father, thank you. Be with us in the second part of the service. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.